The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Akwesi Opofosu, has asked MMDAs to change the perception that local economic development is a task of central government. He's therefore stressed the need for MMDAs to make conscious efforts of investing in infrastructure to promote local development. Mr. Opofosu expressed the sentiment at the opening of the 18th Biennial National Conference of the National Association of Local Authorities in Ghana, NALAC, in Sinyai. Emmanuel Mensah-Blodu was at the opening and has filed this report.
The Vice President of Local Councils Association of Sierra Leone, Johnson Koroma, and his Executive Secretary, Sam Mogra, are attending the conference to add an international flavor to the event, which is drawing 1,080 people selected from the 216 MMDAs across the country. Mr. Opofosu observed that despite the significant improvement in the country's microeconomy in the last two decades, there are a number of microeconomic and structural challenges that limit the capacity of the local economy in achieving sustainable in the standard of living of the people. The local government minister called for partnership that will help unearth opportunities, create wealth, and increase the task base at the local level.
The formulation of the public-private partnership policy by government will further strengthen the MMDA's resolve to engage the private sector in local development.
The president of NALAC, Ebenezer Akuakon Frimpong, touch on the challenges the association faced in relation to the release of the District Assembly's Common Fund.
The delay in the releases of the District Assembly Common Fund has not only affected development within the district, but the association as well. Payment of basic operational expenses have been sometimes quite difficult for the association, and some assemblies have found it difficult to undertake development projects. As I always say, when it comes to financial difficulties, when you realize that the assemblies are sneezing, then it means that NALAC has already fallen into coma.
Mr. Frimpong used the occasion to thank GIZ for the tremendous support it has been offering NALAC. The NAF Regional Minister Paul Evans Edu advocated that presiding members, apart from chairing assembly meetings, should partner chief executives, assembly members, as well as other stakeholders in harmonizing resources for assemblies to prosecute developmental programs. Mr. Edu observed that in recent years, there appeared to be a scramble and jostling for the position of district chief executive across the country, saying the phenomenon is no good for the unity of the nation. Emmanuel Mensah-Blodu, Radio Ghana, Sinyani.